No. Testing.
It was weird. I'll take everything back. I'm like, hey, man.
Well, you know, they will be walking probably to the library, but nobody else will be coming in this
lab.
Yeah, because
the, I guess the retirees
will be over there.
Here, and then walk around the bike as well.
Katie was so grand.
So they have no food.
You did.
Sorry, people. I wasn't allowed. I tried.
The sound of it. That's the mic.
Yeah.
They're talking into the microphone.
I don't think you can hear it. Test. No. Okay.
You just gotta make sure.
anybody who wants to speak in the public comment section, that we can hear them talk.
So,
I think we had it all shared.
Do you want me to go get on and pretend like I'm saying something?
Yep. You just go this stuff hooked up because I want the, want both of the screens up here. We can see both sets of the people.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Sweeney, will you let us know what it looks like most people who were in the waiting room?
Mike Burke, with Smyrna Eagles.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm looking for mine too.
What's the name?
I made sure I got
the photo. It's like formal, right?
Well, I mean, if it had to do it for how many months, it saved on my computer at home.
Yep.
And I was probably just talking like that. So I have to tell you every morning when I go on Facebook, when I get up and take my coffee, I scroll through and you're there, and I'm like, I probably should stay for a second. I don't feel weird.
You can hear me sing. Every morning.
One time I stopped on a live feed and they're like, hi, Chris. I'm like, oh, I'm like, what?
Okay, then I'm gonna call the work session to order. This is number 16. Just for everyone else, the meeting is being recorded. We have the members of the board and administrative directors here with us at Smyrna Elementary School. We felt strongly that as we have teachers and our administrators back in the building, that was important for the board meeting. The board members to be here in person tonight, physically distanced, masked, and with plenty of hand sanitizer. For those who are at home, our Zoom license allows for 500 participants, but the meeting minutes and audio recording will be available on the website afterwards. Our cameras and microphones are turned off for participants. The chat feature is turned on. However, participants can only chat with the host in order to sign up for public comment. If you are interested in speaking during the public comment portion, you must provide your full name and the topic that you wish to address in the chat prior to the start of public comment. Please know that if you are signing up for public comment, that you will be asked to share both your audio and your video. The chat will be turned off after the public comment portion begins. With all of that, the logistical details, I will entertain a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Ms. Malek, second by Reverend McClellan. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. We will be back before the start, hopefully, of the, well, we'll be back before the start of the meeting. We need to be here to start it, but hopefully by 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay. It is currently 7:18. I'd like to call the September 16th meeting of the Smart School Board to order. Just a few logistical items here. This meeting is being recorded. Our Zoom license allows for 500 participants, but the meeting minutes and audio recorder will be available on the district website. Cameras and microphones are turned off for participants. The chat feature is turned on. However, participants can only chat with the host in order to sign up for public comment. And if you're interested in speaking during the public comment portion, you must provide your full name and topic that you wish to address in the chat prior to the start of public comment. Please know that if you're signing up for public comment, that you'll be asked to share both your audio and video. The chat will be turned off after the public comment portion begins. And with that, I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance and moment of silence led by Ms. Mack.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Okay, we are going to start with several special recognitions this evening. We have several retirees to honor, and what we'll ask you to do is, when your name is called, to come and join us in the front here so that our audience at home can see. And then we'll ask you to walk towards Mr. Gallagher and return back to your seats. Unfortunately, no hugging, no handshaking, no kisses. We'll do an elbow bump if you like, but we will remain socially distanced as much as we possibly can. Mr. Williams, can you join me?
Sure, sir.
That way, 16th. Our first is Kathy Curlett. The one over here is good. You can be on TV.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh. And then walk over this way. Gary?
This is your last classroom experience.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Such a valuable teacher to JPM and students. So
thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you for your service. Why do I have to come over here again?
I don't know. To get a photo or
So our next is Colonel Mark Hederly, who is retired.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for all the work that you've done at the high school. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On the bottom.
Yes. Enjoy. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
And, next, we'd like to honor our on the Board of Education student member from last year, Erin Musil. We didn't see you as a person as much as we would have liked to.
Yeah, I think she has it back there.
Thank you very much. Best of luck to
thank
you.
Thank you.
And then the next individual is Mark.
He's not here.
Not here. Lawrence Kohler, for the record, 2011 to 2020. And then Susan, I'm sorry, I'm going to put this on my face. I want to make sure I'm right. But Jackson, who served from 1989 to 2020. And
and Margaret Kellenberger, who has served the district from 1982 to 2020. Very much.
And then we have the small man who worked. It was for Linda Voschel.
And this is our gift for Linda Voschel. Thank you so very much.
And she's still going.
Thank you very much. We had several members who weren't able to join us tonight, but we thank everyone for their many years of service. We are going to go ahead and read into the record the special recognitions that we have them on record here for the board meeting. Those retirements are Kathy Perlek, 15 years, Mark Ketterly, 9 years, Patrice Skuse, 29 years, June Wicks, 31 years, Teresa Herlock, 25 years, Lawrence Kohler, 9 years, Janice Cheney, 28 years, Susan
Hassett,
thank you, 31 years, Margaret Kellenberger, 39 years, Jacqueline Levins, 20 years, Linda Voschel, 30 years, and our recognition of our student board member, Yaron Hughes. At this time, we would like to virtually swear in our student board member who is joining us for the 2020-2021 school year. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm a senior at Smyrna High School this year. I got involved with this through Student Government Association at my school. I'm currently the secretary of that. And then also something that I'm really involved in is Educators Rising, which I am the local and state president of. And overall, I'm just really excited to get this opportunity and see what I can do to help my students and my peers around me.
Great. Thank you, Caitlin. So we are going to virtually swear you in. This is going to be a new one for both you and I, I think.
Okay.
Of the Bible, which we typically would have you put your hand on. So I will have you raise your other hand, your right hand.
Right.
Right hand, there you go. And repeat after me.
Okay.
So, I, Caitlin Thomas.
I, Caitlin Thomas.
As the student representative to the Smyrna School District.
As the student representative to the Smyrna School District.
Board of Education.
Board of Education.
Do hereby pledge to faithfully and honestly communicate the interests and concerns shared by
and affecting the Board of Education
and the student body of the district. I further pledge to impartially represent
all students of the Smyrna School District
serving as an identified element
in a vital bridge of communication
between the student, the educator,
the administration and the Board of Education.
Thank you very much, Caitlin. You're now officially.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. I will say, so this is going into my fifth year on the board, and we still maintain relationships with many of our prior school board members. So I think this is a great experience.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited.
Thank you very much. And with that, we will move to changes to the agenda, 6.1.
I believe the only change to the agenda, Madam President, was to move the superintendent's report down under item 7 on the agenda, reports and updates. I'm not aware of any other changes.
Make a motion to accept changes to the agenda.
Second. We have a motion by Ms. Malik and a second by Ms. Lloyd to approve the changes to the agenda as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the next item is 7.1, the superintendent's report.
There it is, the change to the agenda. So just a couple of informational items, and then we have a video to share with you, giving an overview of the 8 schools and how they open virtually for the school year. But before we show that, while Mr. Sweeney is queuing up, some really positive, exciting news, again, for Smyrna High School. High school junior Elise Sampson, you may have seen in the governor's press release this week. He joined us. That would be the high school, Stacy Cook, Elise, myself, governor, a few other folks on his staff, to formally introduce her as a student member of the state board. This is the second year, and so Elise will be the student representative on the state board. So it's awesome. We have Caitlin on our local board, and we have Elise on our state board. So Smyrna will have a strong voice in a lot of things that are excited about that. We also, I'm very cut to the chase, the Certificate of Necessity and PLUS application. The PLUS application was submitted. New Director of Ops, I like saying that, Director of Ops, Roger Holt, worked with the team to get that submitted. We have our review meeting a week from today on the 23rd in the morning, where they will go over it with us for a land acquisition parcel right across from Sunnyside Elementary on Rabbit Chase. And Mr. Gallagher has worked with the team and our architects preparing the certificate of necessity, which this year, due to the pandemic, must be submitted by October 1st. So we have a few more weeks to finalize it and get it forward. That's a voting item later. But now, enough talk, about 6 minutes, a little less. These are some snapshots throughout the district over the last week or so, as each of these schools has opened virtually. Should be sound, too.
In the mouthpiece got your nose, and the beast can crack your leaves like a daytime campfire. The ship is off the sea, and the wicked is returned. And the sun wind sings again, and I love by. You can jump right. And the music for your ears, you can jump right. Oh, yourself again, and the sun wind sings again, and I love by. Girls go, no one knows where to find. And the river stops to flow inside a thousand misty mountains. While on this stone, the low becomes a blue green fountain. And the sudden wind sings again, and I love by. You can jump right. ocean. If you get the notion, step on by and play a while. Step on to me, get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide and roll on by. And jump right in. Let your music pull you in. And jump right in. Or lose yourself again. As the sun went, sings again, and I love.
Space, and it was actually from a video, and they were having a ball. So teachers are very creative. The administrators are working with them, giving them the support they need. We're very pleased that just one little over 1 weekend from all the smiley faces and the activities going on, teachers and students are adapting, and we're hopeful for the future. Thank you very much. That concludes our report.
Thank you so much. It's great to see the teachers back.
Yes.
Okay, the next 7.2 is operations. Mr. Holt.
Okay, so all operational areas are engaged in back-to-school preparations. Our buildings and grounds team, they're continuing to clean and disinfect the buildings. They're finishing up their HVAC preventative maintenance. That's currently in progress. They're wrapping that up. Maintenance is also addressing some of our window issues throughout the district to ensure that they're operational and functioning properly. They're putting down our social distancing wayfinding floor stickers at this time, continue to secure PPE for our buildings and our district, addressing some of the storm damage that occurred over the summer of this ongoing repair that's happening now. technology team. They're working to support our teachers to prepare them for all the curveballs that virtual instruction is throwing their way. They're continuing to support our students as needed with devices and device tech support. They're experiencing a significant increase in calls for support from students and staff. One of the great things that we've that happened recently, Mr. Sweeney, in collaboration with the Rotary Club, Smyrna Clayton Rotary, received 100 donated Chromebooks. So that was a wonderful addition to our devices. Mr. Sweeney is also working to secure additional devices to meet our ongoing needs. Transportation, to start out the year, driver's aids are being added to the buses and paid to support our drivers in the K-3 schools. Transportation contractors are supporting child nutrition on Wednesday with food delivery. Today was a wonderful success, collaboration between transportation and child nutrition. We went into about 10 different community sites today with the bus, all four of our bus contractors supporting that. And they're collaborating with the contractors, I'm sorry, Sharon's collaborating with the contractors to make sure their sanitation plans are ready to go for the start of school. As I mentioned earlier, Child Nutrition, they started their curbside service last week. Today was the day that we shifted to a weekly pickup. Today we serve around 9,800 total meals, so that's 4,900 breakfast meals, 4,900 lunch meals today. The waivers that we were waiting for, that we discussed in our last meeting, have been approved. So we are continuing the summer food service program. All food that's being provided to students 18 and under in the community is being provided at no charge. So we're operating 8 school sites as well as 10 community sites. School climate and safety, working on parent resource Google website for SEL, self-care, restorative practices at home. Providing SEL lesson plans and support to instructional staff. Working on mask education with videos and posters. Jess Weller's been very busy on all of those things. And one of the things that was much needed was updating and recreating emergency plans for the school district. That wraps up my report.
Thank you so much, Carol. Next up, 7.3 curriculum.
So in August, we had our in-service days when we brought back our teachers, and in K-4, we did our ARC Core curriculum intro, which had already been planned. Our 5th and 6th grade did the IRLA, the intervention piece, so we are continuing to make progress with the American Reading Company and the layout of our new reading program. Our 9th grade, we did training in illustrative math, which was the algebra portion of the training. And as we discussed last month, we continued with our district virtual learning plan, and we had our 7 key components, and we used that to guide our in-service and training for our teachers. All teachers are using Google Classroom. They have the accessibility to Google Sites, and all K-6 are using Google Sites because as we met with community this summer, ease of use and consistency kept coming up. So with everyone using Google, students can support students. It's easier for parents who have more children. So at this point, about 82% K-6 have their websites up, working links, Smyrna School District and SEL connections all ready to go. And we are working with each of the schools to assist to get that up to the 100%. We have used 4 new online platforms to help teachers with their lessons. And again, we kept it to 4, and that's pre-K to 12 for that consistency piece. We're using Nearpod, which pretty much is PowerPoints online, but it has the capability to add in videos and embed assessments that teachers can easily do. We are using Screencastify for the teachers to make their videos. And then the students are having fun using Jamboard and Flipgrid. Jamboard is a virtual whiteboard, and with drawings and or post-its. They can post different items as the teacher speaks and the conversations can go with the students posting as the lesson goes. And then the final is Flipgrid, which allows students to make a video of a minute and a half or less. The cool thing the kids like is they can create their borders, they can change the screens. It is very appealing to them as it looks like some of the social media outlets. And again, that allows students to give video responses. They're not typing everything, they're not having to print things out. And it has the capability to continue conversations so they can comment on and make connections that way. We've worked with Mrs. Weller at SEL and they're finding connections to use with it as well on the SEL end as well as the academic end. Next week, we have our first PLN meeting and PLC lead meeting and getting into the discussions of our next step. What is the details of our hybrid going to look like, grading, supporting with attendance and what that looks like, and then our MTSS, you know, intervention groups as students go and what that will look like as we go. And on our next October in service, we're looking ahead to do the state mandatory trainings because we did not want to put that on our teachers yet in the August, and virtual support because each day we're providing support, but we will have some targeted areas that everyone can get some extra support at that time.
Thank you so much for this whole. Special services, Dr. Rudenoff.
Yes, thank you. So I am super impressed with how well my team is doing in switching things over and making sure that we keep our focus on how to help our students make meaningful progress. And I have to say that Jennifer Morris, she did a lot of research on individual virtual learning plans. And she just keeps bringing it back to the staff to say, what needs to be in the virtual plan so the student can make meaningful progress? And in that, we had the entire staff go through training that Michael Chainer put together on virtual accommodations. So what can we provide as far as accommodations? And it was fascinating. I felt like I learned a lot too. And it really went in line with curriculum because we made sure the tools that were presented were things that met those platforms that we're using. So we were excited about that. And with that, I included some documents about some of the specialized instruction that we're using. The ones that are listed on the one document, all of those have digital platforms available. Some are new, some they've always been digital. So we had our teachers go through trainings on how to use them. We do have other specialized instructions such as Bridges interventions and ARC interventions that we're using as well that are not digitized, but is presented by the teacher. So, and then with that, there's a lot of question around, well, how do we assess the students? How do we do progress monitoring? So Marcia Mayhew and her special ed curriculum specialist, their team, worked with the companies that we have used and came up with some good guidelines. And some of it is a matter of proctoring, you know, being able to proctor and watch as the students do the assessment. So it's been very exciting. My related service staff have started to bring students in and do evaluations. So they've been meeting face-to-face and trying to see where the students are and what we need to put in our plans. So speech pathologists, an occupational therapist, the school psychologist, so very exciting. I wanted to emphasize a little bit about early childhood. We just received kudos in the state because we are one of the districts that took the initiative to reach out to every child care center and then said, ask them, will you allow the students to do virtual? Will you allow the students to be picked up and brought to school to do hybrid? Will you let us come in and work with the students when we start a hybrid model for itinerant? And so the state was very pleased with us and was encouraging others to do the same. And so we've really come up with some different models of how we're going to support the students who are in child care centers right now. And the early childhood parents are eager and they're excited for their children to come in and start hybrid. So a lot going on, but we've learned a lot and I feel really good about where the team responds. So.
Thank you so much. I know a lot of those connections already existed because of our community, and so I'm real thankful for those avenues.
Yeah. 7.5, finance clerk, Mr. Gallagher.
Yes, good evening. After hearing all of the wonderful things that are happening in curriculum and operations and special services, you're probably wondering how the heck are we going to pay for all these things while we struggle through this pandemic. So fortunately, we are getting three separate pots of money for what I refer to as the CARES Act funding. One of those is the Governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund. Those are actually discretionary money that went to the office of the governor and that is being dispersed to districts and to particular schools. They're school specific and received about $56,000 for North Turn Elementary. It can be used for mental health and reading supports. We've submitted, been approved for that application, and that's supporting about two-thirds of a new psychologist, school psychologist that we hired to work with those students. We also received, through discretionary funds that were made available to the Department of Education, another $187,000 and some change. And those funds can be used for things like remote learning, behavior support. So again, those are going to be funds that are going to help us support some of the activities. And then in addition to that, we get our own state pass-through funding, which is about $814,000. Again, slightly different use, but those funds can be used for technology. They can be used for cleaning and sanitizing. They can also be used to help support child nutrition as well as accelerated learning opportunities to help some of the students recover if they fall behind or stay on pace. So those are all ways that we're hoping to be able to fund most of these activities and most of these new needs through those federal relief funds. In addition, we submitted, I believe I mentioned last month, our consolidated application for our annual federal funding. As is usually the case, we had a few things we have to go back and tweak, and so that's currently in resubmission mode, and so hopefully next month I'll be able to tell you that it's all passed with flying colors. I think we had one. You get it all, but you get none of it. And we had a couple questions on one of our programs. So, but that is pretty much par for the course. As Mr. Williams mentioned earlier tonight, we're going to ask you to approve the district submitting a certificate of necessity to the state, which is due October the 1st. The certificate will basically mirror what we included last year. Obviously will be updated because there are some inflation factors, formula changes. One of the things that I learned about earlier this morning was that there was legislation passed a couple of years ago which requires, among other things, ballistic glass in the main entrances to schools and some other safety items that were passed that were not required when we submitted our CN last year, but took effect with any CNs that were submitted following January of 2020. So those are gonna be part of our plan. That's really the big significant change, as well as the new school site. And we'll be able to finalize some of those numbers and details after our plus meeting next week. In terms of the projects that were approved through our referendum in February, we have submitted to the state for advertising our bid for architectural and engineering services for the work at North Smyrna Elementary that would be mechanical and roofing. If it gets reviewed and posted on time, it should hit the advertisement on September 22nd, which would allow us to bring it to the board on October 21st for approval if the schedule holds. So I haven't heard any feedback yet from the state whether or not they'll be able to complete their review in time, but that is our hope. A couple items just on the state budget. For the current year that we're in, which is state fiscal year 2021, as you know, our actual enrollment and Unicamp submission is not due until November 13th, it's been pushed back from September 30th. So that will be a little bit of a delay in terms of when we find out what our final state funding will look like. Perhaps more critical to that is next month, October 19th, the state will have its first revenue projections for the current year. So all eyes will be tuned to the papers that afternoon to see what those numbers look like. Locally, our big thing will be the end of next month because we'll get a look at where our local tax collections are. That's one of the, by the end of October, we know if we're going to hit our number or not. So that will be a critical date for us. In terms of current year enrollment, to give you an idea, we hit estimated pre-pandemic that we would have over 6,000 students and about 466 units in the district. Right now, our current projections are basically where they were last year, flat. Just about 5,880 students and about 453 units. So we still have some time, but we have not seen the growth in kindergarten that we normally do. Our kindergarten enrollment is probably down about 60 students from last year. Fiscal 22, I just put that there because we are expecting that to be a challenging year, especially at the state level, as we talked about. Earlier this summer, that the state was able to pretty much bridge the budget in 21 thanks to the federal CARES Act funding, as well as some other one-time money that was available to them. So a lot of those resources will not exist next year. So we are expecting a rather lean state budget next year. Hopefully the numbers we see next month in October will not be as bad as folks thought and that the future will be a little bit brighter. But I just want to put that out there now that, the expectation was and continues to be that 22 will be a rather lean year from the state side. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone. I know it's been tough, that, it's been a different start to the school year, and I'm grateful every day to live in this district, and thank you for all of the hard work that you've put in and over the summer, getting us off the ground for the start of the school year. Next up is formal public comment. Mr. Sweeney, is anyone registered for formal public comment?
No.
Okay, then we will move on to 9, new business, and 9.1, the approval of the board minutes from the August 19th board meeting. I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the board minutes from August 19th, 2020 board meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Evans and a second by Rebecca to approve the board minutes from the August 19th, 2020 board meeting. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is 9.2, the approval of the monthly financial report.
Yes, you have in front of you the financial reports through August 31st of 2020 for your review and approval. I'd be glad to answer any questions you so desire.
Madam President, I make a motion to approve
monthly financial supports as submitted.
Second. We have a motion by Reverend Oklahoma and a second by Ms. Evans to approve the monthly financial reports as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 9.3, school calendar 2020-2021 school year, second reading revision. Any remarks on that? Or are we?
I like the new format. I think I printed it out and it's on my fridge already.
It was just the change where we took December 23rd and moved it to August 28th. And then the high school, we started grade 9 to 12, all on the first day of school, where typically we start just 9, but in virtual, we started it.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve item 9.3, school calendar for the 2021 school year, second reading revision as submitted by the administration.
Second. A motion by Ms. Lloyd and second by Ms. Mallett to approve the school calendar 2020-2021 school year, second reading revision as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 9.4, school choice for the 2020-2021 school year.
Thank you, Madam President. 43 school choice applications for inter-district transfer, 19 choice applications for intra-district transfer, 5 inter-district choice termination forms, and 3 intra-district choice termination forms have been received for the 2020-2021 school year. 0 denied forms have been received. It is the recommendation of the administration that the inter-district students 1 through 43, the intra-district students 1 through 19, the inter-district school choice terminations 1 through 5, and the intra-district school choice terminations 1 through 3 be admitted under choice this evening.
I'll make a motion to approve the 1 through 43 inter-school applications, 1 through 19 intra, 1 to 5 intra terminations, 1 to 3 intra terminations, 2021 school year as submitted.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Evans and a second by Reverend Prima to approve the school choice for the 2020-2021 school year as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is 9.5, the COVID-19 school attendance policy 5112 addendum for the 2021 school year as submitted.
Madam President, this is the first reading as required in Governor Carney's 25th modification to the state of emergency. Each of the districts must submit to the Department of Education by Friday, October 2nd. A modification to our existing attendance policy to capture the state of emergency, specifically the pandemic, and the virtual and hybrid opportunities that are available for students. In working with the other superintendents, we all decided that we would solicit the support of legal counsel. So Morris James, both Allison DiRocco and Jim McMacken, worked for the 19 districts to craft language that would meet the requirements of the 25th modification. You'll see some of the language at the bottom, which is directly from that 25th modification, specifically that there will be a process, which we already have in place to follow up, and that process is no different during virtual, hybrid, or traditional. If students don't show physically or virtually, then there is outreach to determine the cause. A lot of times it has to do with the family that's withdrawn and hasn't told us they've left, or in this case, during virtual, it might be a connectivity or device issue. So we're working through those on a case-by-case basis. We've also advised the Department of Education as a group that October 2nd would be prior to a second reading, making the policy formal by the board. And we've received approval to submit a first reading so that every district is on the same page. So I anticipate each of the 19 districts will have language very much like this, if not verbatim. And it simply spells out how the district is meeting the state requirements with a 3.5 to 5-hour daily commitment of either synchronous or asynchronous instruction. And on the advice of counsel, if there is asynchronous instruction that occurs routinely for a child, of course, that child might not be showing up on the screen on that given day, but will be marked present when the assignment or the video has been viewed later outside of the instructional day. On the advice of counsel, he's also recommended that we provide up to one calendar week, 7 days, for students during this difficult time to make up any work to be included as part of their grade without penalty. So we're working with the principals with your support to make that happen. So this is our first reading.
Madam President, I make a motion to approve item 9.5, COVID-19 school attendance policy 5112, addendum for the 2021 school year as submitted by the administration.
Second.
With a motion by Ms. Lloyd and a second by Ms. Malik to approve the COVID-19 school attendance policy 5112 addendum 2021 school year submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is 9.6, the state certificate of necessity proposal.
Yes, the administration, we're requesting board approval to submit a certificate of necessity. As I mentioned earlier, it will be consistent with the certificate of necessity that was submitted last year. Among the revisions will be changes in costs and inflation adjustments, as well as a few additional projects that have come up.
Mr. Gallagher, I would just interject, apologies, that the revised memo, it actually appears under superintendent's report. That's the one you're looking at for the agenda item. There's one listed under CN proposal 9.6, but the revised one, I believe, Mr. Gallagher, appears.
Mine came up under that.
I don't know what's going on.
It might be in their place.
Very good.
The adjustment that was made today reflected the inclusion of the security improvements that were part of House Bill 49 of the last General Assembly. They have been incorporated into the plan, as well as the realization that some of the projects from North Smyrna Elementary were approved last year, so they will be edited out. Among the items that will be in there will be a land purchase. Mr. Williams indicated earlier, we are going through the PLUS process next week, so we should be able to firm up the information associated with that. The plan will include a new school, ultimately to serve grades 4 through 5. It will also include an expansion of Clayton Intermediate School to 1,000 students. It would allow it to serve eventually as a middle school. North Smyrna Elementary will also be expanded to accommodate up to 900 students. And then all of the remaining schools, as well as district office, would receive various renovations and upgrades to their mechanical systems and the like. Again, it's consistent with last year's submission.
Great, thank you, Mr. Gallagher. And so are we allowed the land purchase? Where is that? Or are we just still exploring, just like that's the parcel that we kind of...
Yes, this is part of the process that Director Ops, Roger Holt, oversaw.
The Ops,
there we go. And it's simply that we reached that both the district and the current developer slash owner agreed to submit this as a potential site. In no way does it give any kind of financial.
Sure. All in favor?
Madam President, I make a motion to approve item 9.6, state certificate of necessity proposal as submitted by the administration.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Lloyd and a second by Ms. Malik to approve the state certificate of necessity proposal. Any questions or comments?
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is 9.7, the dual class action.
Yes, Madam President, this came through by way of both DSBA and the superintendents with a recommendation from our counsel, Morris James, specifically Jim McMacken, to go ahead and approve the class action lawsuit that is being pursued. And I believe all 19 districts are similarly joining the class action lawsuit. So we present that for formal approval so that council could continue.
Thank you, Ms. Ryan. Entertain a motion? I will just note that this is something that was discussed at the DSBA Board of Directors meeting, and they presented the talking points that are included here for the board for executive content. This is something where the DSBA had come to the boards and then had since reached out to the superintendents at the recommendation of the Board of Directors, but we needed individual board approval to make sure that everyone was participating in the statewide law.
Is there a particular date that we have to vote on this by? I know it's in our agenda for this evening, but are they expecting an answer tonight or unless I make a motion to table it so I can look at it?
I have not received a deadline. I'm not sure if DSBA has.
I don't recall a deadline being mentioned. It was at the meeting last week or the week prior, and everyone had discussed sending it back to the boards for review and as a voting action to ensure that we were on board as a structure.
Council did support DSBA and did advise that we approve for a legal recommendation, legal opinion, I'm sorry.
If you accept me, I make a motion to table it until next month as an agenda item.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion to table until the October board meeting with a motion by Representative McClymont and a second by Ms. Mallett. Any additional questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion to table until October. Okay, 9.8 on the agenda is the organizational diagram.
You've seen this already recently, but we've made some changes over the past few months, and we've added the director of operations, and we have taken the supervisor of teacher effectiveness off of the chart for the time being. So I'm asking to approve the new organizational chart with the four directors.
Thank you.
Madam President, I move that we accept the organizational diagram policy 2110. First reading is submitted.
Second. A motion by Ms. Malik and a second by Ms. Floyd to approve the organizational diagram policy 2110. First reading as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next item on the agenda is personnel. We have several items, 10.1 through 10.10.
Madam President, I move that we accept 10.1 retirement as listed, 10.2 A through D resignations, 10.3, leaves of absence, A and B. There are no reappointments, reassignment, or transfer. 10.5, new hires, A through M. 10.6, the administrative part-time hourly employees for the 2020-2021 school year. 10.7, extra duty, 2020-2021 school year as submitted. Extra time for the 2020-2021 school year as submitted. Substitutes for the 2020-21 school year as submitted. And the volunteer coach under 10.10 as submitted.
Second. Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Malik and a second by Ms. Lloyd to approve personnel items 10.1, 10.2, 10.3, 10.4, 10.5, 10.6, 10.7, 10.8, 10.9, and 10.10 as submitted. Any questions or comments? There are none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 11. Is student matters, and we have none listed. We have 12 on the agenda, personnel matters. The first is 12.1, which is 2021-01.
Madam President, I make a motion to accept personnel matter 12.1, 2021-01 as submitted.
Second. We have a motion by Robert McClellan and a second by Ms. Evans to approve personnel item 12.1, 2021-01 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, personnel matter 12.2.
Madam President, I make a motion to accept personnel matter 12.2,
2021-02 as submitted. Second. Motion by Reverend McClemmett, second by Ms. Evans, to approve personnel matter 2021-02 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That takes us down to item 13, which is adjournment. But before we officially do so, I would like to recognize Ms. McNatt. Thank you very much for hosting the board here at Smyrna Elementary and to all the hard work and behavior team in hosting us tonight. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And I didn't do a presentation tonight, but I'm just so blessed to be here at Smyrna Elementary School and to have grown up in this wonderful district under great leaders. And this year, our theme at Smyrna Elementary is "We Got This Together, We're All a Team." And compliments from our talented Ms. Stacey Lewis. If you look in your back, you'll see how that goes along with our team. Thank you. So, with no other business, I declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you, Caitlin.